Be like, click here to end.
Warning. Or like cat lovers only, click here. But I'm not even worried about a skeleton. Like,
I think you should be worried about skeletons. But the virus could, in fact, help preserve them more, longer.
No, that's impossible.
When did you become a ninja where you can just climb anything?
Maybe I would try to launch a couple chairs at the tiger.
There's a lot. Look, I mean, I'm not going to say that I'm a great writer here, but look.
You don't see me going up into the Himalayan mountains and trying to pretend I'm a Yeti, man. That's just not going to happen.
And that's probably a wrong fact, but I think that's true.
Bill, it's nice to meet you. I'm Brian.
Hey, Brian. I think I saw you at graduation maybe 16 years ago.
It's possible. It's very
possible. I think I did because I yelled across the quad, "Hey, Brady!" And it wasn't Brady.
Yeah, that happened several times to me that day. So,
Mike Prince, it happened to Mike Prince, and Mike Prince just thought I was ignoring him.
Yeah, it was in fact me ignoring him.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was you just ignoring him, and now I'm getting blamed for it.
That's what I usually blame that. Oh, it was just my twin brother. It wasn't me.
Yeah, I wouldn't put that past Brady, to tell you the truth.
So, Bill, we invited you on because you're the person that we know who's an expert on improv. And Brian and I, and maybe expert is in quotation marks, but still, you're the closest we come.
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing it for less than a year.
It's perfect. That's more than me. We do.
Yeah, this is a shoddy production, so I think it's just, yeah, you're right, it's perfect.
Great. So what we thought is Brian had this idea that he wanted to do this improv exercise about this, like, TV show, made-up TV show.
Can I just first say, like, Bill, what is your thoughts on – like, do you think anybody can, like, do improv, or do you are there rules that you have to, like, live by, and does it take, like, training, or can someone just be kind of good at it?
The beauty of improv is that really anybody can do it. It's the art form, the type of comedy where anybody can kind of just jump right into it and try it and have fun with it. So that's the cool thing. It doesn't mean it's going to be good.
Yeah. But, oh, yeah. I know that.
Right.
The Shotcast is an example of bad comedy.
But if you do train and you do learn some rules, and obviously there's lots of different philosophies and different even training manuals and different classes, but you can get a lot better at it.
All right.
You really can.
Well, then set us up with some rules and see if we can do a little. What is it called? Improv exercises? What are we doing?
Yeah, it's exercises, or it could be games. Games are really huge at improv.
Okay.
So really, I mean, I listened to your last podcast, and not the last one, the one before, where you were speculating about improv. And yes, and you hit on, and that is the most important early thing.
Well, there we go. Why do we even need Bill then, I guess?
You don't. You really don't. The yes part is you're in agreement. Like, the base level of improv is that there's two people. So you are two people. So that's perfect. And the yes part is that you're in agreement. Even if your characters that you're playing are yelling at each other because you hate each other, you are in agreement about where the scene is supposed to go. So that's the yes part.
Great. Bill, is there like a roadmap? Can you have like a roadmap of where you want the scene to go? Like, 'cause I heard that, that show that Larry David does, Curb Your Enthusiasm. That is like, there's an outline, but most of that is improv. Or would you not consider that improv because it's got some sort of outline to it?
Yeah, it's definitely improv because it's not straight scripted. They have a concept. Somebody will initiate, and then the other improvisers kind of pick up on what they want, and then they heighten it. So that's the idea.
Okay.
One person initiates, usually at that initiation, if it's really good, you understand the who, what, where, and how you're supposed to feel about where you want it to go.
All right. So is there a little let's do a little exercise to get us warmed up here.
Okay.
What do you got for us?
Yeah. all right. You're establishing a base reality and you're going to yes and each other. So, I don't know, Brady.
Yes.
You're going to initiate.
And
so you say, anything you want, honestly, anything. You can be anybody. You can be doing anything. You could be anywhere, but try and establish that if at all possible in your first line.
Oh, man, and this is what I don't like about improv. Like, I got to come up with that right away.
Yeah, well, you don't have to. I mean, you could say, geez, it's a nice day, but Brian doesn't know what the hell you want or who you are or how he's supposed to respond.
Right.
So that's the thing. Like, you could try, geez, you've never done it before. So try whatever you want, really. But Brian, your job is the and part. So you say you're going to agree with him, and then you're going to add something else, and he's going to agree with you and add something else. And then you're going to find something – if at all possible, you'll find something unusual, something a little strange. And then you're both going to build on that, heighten it, if at all possible. And like, even if it's weird, the more you can justify why it's still right, the funnier it's going to be.
Okay. So should I start?
Yeah, yeah. You're initiating. Okay. Yep.
Greetings, Earthling.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, that's perfect. And scene.
Wow.
Wait, how? But Brian didn't add anything. Brian didn't give me anything to work with.
You said hello, Earthling? What?
But
Brian, that means that he's an alien, and you have many ways you could react to that. You could be like, oh, yeah, you're an alien. That's cool. And that might be funny. Or it could be, oh, wow, he's an alien. Oh, my God, I fear for my life. Oh, jeepers. And then it turns out he's a nice alien, but you're still afraid. And that's what's funny. So there's a lot of different crap you can do. It really, that's the great thing about improv. It could be anything.
Anything except what we just did.
No, what you just did was technically a scene. It wasn't any good, but it was a scene.
All right.
What Bill was describing is something that we do on the Shotcast when we have like the topic and we just go to extremes like most of the time. So I think it's – so I've got to get my head into like – because I'm playing – when I do the Shotcast, I'm playing Brian. You know what I mean? Like I've got to get my head into playing whoever you're giving me, right?
Yeah, I was giving you Brian basically. I essentially said
– I said hello.
You can do whatever you wanted to. I said greetings, Earthling. I was the person playing somebody else.
Greetings, Earthling. That's how you're going to start? That's what
all
you're going
to get. All right, fine. You start. Bill – he's going to start one.
Yes, yes, Brian. Remember, in your initiation, you're trying to set up who you are, where you are, what you want, and then Brady will take it from there. And honestly, any scene, it could take a minute or two before you really find what's funny. It really could. Or maybe it would take 6 or 7 minutes with you guys. You know?
7 years with the Shotcast to stop about what's funny. Go ahead, you start.
Okay, So, Brady, you know, it's kind of hot today. I just drank from my water bottle. Which way were the pyramids? Which way are we going to the pyramids?
Well, I mean, you can't miss them. They're right in front of us. It's right there.
I'm talking about the pyramids, the big ones, the big pyramids.
Yeah, you mean the big pyramids?
Yeah, no. I know there are lots of pyramids here. I mean, we're looking for the pyramid of King Tut. I mean, and you're showing me some little tiny ones here.
Well, what do you want me to do? I mean, there's tons of pyramids around. Listen, King Tut. You want King Tut?
Do you have the map? Did you bring the map?
Well, I need a map? You don't think I know what a pyramid looks like?
Okay, well, that's why I'm asking you.
Listen, I know what a pyramid looks like. If you want King Tut, just give me a second. There's so many pyramids here. I got to figure out where I am.
The map. Where's the map? You can be truthful with me. Did you bring the map?
What do you want? Why do you want the map so badly?
Because I want to find King Tut. It's pretty clear to me that you don't know where you barely know what the pyramid is. I asked you about the pyramids. You showed me those little tiny things.
There's lots of pyramids. Okay. There's lots of pyramids. You want the map? You want the map so badly? Here's the map.
Okay, now see, now we're talking. Now we're moving and grooving. Let me just take a look at this. Let me take a look at this. Okay. All right. I see that. All right. We're headed in the right direction.
Yeah, I knew that.
All right. So I'll tell you what. So we're supposed to take a right at that next pyramid. And then at the oasis, we take two more we go 2 more miles. Okay, good. I got this figured out. Get the camels. Let's go.
What? Why do we need camels? You can't walk?
the camels? Yeah, we're in the desert.
Yeah, what do we need camels for? You want camels all the time? You can walk?
Other supplies. I've got the shovel. I've got the we've got lanterns. We've got the mummy holder. You got to have the mummy holder.
Yo, we don't really need that stuff, do we? I mean,
I think so. I
brought the map. We had the map.
Well, yeah, I finally got the map from you. It took forever.
Yeah,
we're out here in the middle of nothing. So wait a second. Where are the camels? Did you bring the camels?
Well, listen, the map was expensive. I didn't have really any money. I had to sell the camels.
I gave you $300.
Yeah,
the map was $300.
Well, the map wasn't $300, but that's all I had left.
Well, I don't know what we're going to – I don't know. I need some ideas now. We're stuck in the – we have to get to the
Here,
two.
Listen. I got
the
some
sun's
candy.
Going down.
I got some candy bars. You want some – just cool down. Have a candy bar. We'll be all right.
All right. What kind of candy bar is it?
Kit Kat?
Oh, my – you bring Kit Kats? The chocolate that's going to melt. Are you kidding me? You can't bring a hard Kit Kat.
Isn't it? It doesn't melt in your hand? Kit Kats, they don't melt in your hand. They melt in your mouth.
M&M's. That's M&M's that don't melt in your hand.
Oh. And scene.
Look at that.
That yes, you guys found a game. You did. Brady was supposed to be leading this expedition, but he's obviously not very good at it. And Brian takes over and... Even something as simple as the candy bars. You were playing the same game. It worked. It worked well.
Yeah, I like the candy bar thing, man. That was good.
Yeah, we're experts at improv. I mean, what does it do? What do you need?
Yeah, you learned it in 5 minutes. You don't need years of study with experts. Why would you possibly do that?
So, Bill, let me ask you this. So, you which improv group are you? I don't know. Studying with, participating in, playing with?
I did a seminar with the Second City for a week. It was an immersion. And then I have done like workshops with the UCB. But primarily I work with an outfit out of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. They're called Steel Stacks. Hmm. So they have an art center there, and it's really cool, and the instructors are really good. And I just went to a show and watched it last night. So that's out of PA. It's pretty cool operation.
And how do you
Everybody
know?
Everybody knows the best improvers come out of PA.
Yeah. Do we have three right here? Three PA improvers?
No, Bill's not from PA, but we got two.
Yeah.
Which had a pretty good seat.
But I'm studying in Pennsylvania. Right. I think I'm honorary. Maybe.
I mean, that's where you go to study improv.
That's where all the best go.
It's Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Why wouldn't you?
You get your steel there. And then you get your improv there.
Right, right. The steel mill, steel workers are really known for their comedy and their openness, willing to go everywhere. You know what I mean?
Well, everybody knows the steel mills shut down to make room for all the comedians that were coming. Right. So,
yeah, the comedy is right in the middle of the old steel works. Right. So there's just rusting metal everywhere. And it's hilarious.
That is hilarious. So is there like a... I mean, what's the difference then between like a Second City improv style and a UCB, Upright Citizens Brigade style?
Well, at their core, they're all relatively similar because most of them follow what Del Close was creating in the 1960s. And he worked primarily with the Second City. But then a bunch of folks moved to New York and, you know, they brought UCB to New York. And they follow a lot of the same guidelines, but they tweaked them a little bit. And there's lots of other theaters. There's The Annoyance, there's Reckless, there's in New York. So everybody has a slightly different style. Sometimes, you know, with UCB, they have kind of a really rigid, like, this is how you play game. And there's lots of different things you could do with it versus some other outfits where they play, they add short form improv rather than long form improv.
Where'd the Herald come from? Because I mentioned that to Brian. He didn't know anything about it.
Yeah, the Herald is like the granddaddy of long form. It's in some ways the most difficult to actually pull off perfectly. So Del Close created that in Chicago. And then the UCB uses a lot too.
So you've mentioned long form and short form.
Right.
What is the difference? Just one, the length of time?
Kind of. Short form, if you guys know Whose Line It Is Anyway,
mm-hmm.
where they play games like that, like short improv games, that's short form. So okay. Long form, there's a tons of different ways to do it, but that usually does last a lot longer. So the Herald, if you do it, that could last half an hour.
Oh wow.
Or you could do a mono scene that could last a full hour if you really wanted it to.
A mono scene that's just one person doing improv by himself?
That's one long scene where you're pretty much playing the same, my understanding, you're pretty much playing the same character all along rather than a whole bunch of small scenes. So the Herald, if done properly, I think it's three scenes up front, then a longer group scene, then 3 second beat scenes, and then a group scene, and then maybe 1 to 3 at the end. So you're doing up to 9-11 scenes in a Herald.
Dang.
And they all have to interconnect.
That's too much.
I think that must be the challenge, because even when that little game that Brady and I played, I was kind of wondering, like, well, when's it going to, like, end? You know what I mean? Like, how do we end this? And so it was nice, Bill. I am so glad that you said whatever, cut and scene or whatever you said.
Yeah, that's the cool thing. Because usually if you're in a troupe, you'd have more than the two people that are in a single scene. And it's mm-hmm. up to somebody else on the back line to edit for you because they can see the lay of the land a lot better. If you're in the middle of things, mm-hmm. like sometimes you need somebody to save you.
Right.
Or
so we need for the Shotcast. Just somebody to come in and just be like, end scene.
Right.
Just end it.
Yeah. But like, yeah, somebody else will have an idea and they'll edit. Usually you want to edit on a high note. So when you're getting a big laugh and it's mm-hmm. like kind of gone as far, you can tell if it's gone as far as it's going to go.
Right.
Then somebody will edit it for you.
Now, let's do another game.
All right. Yeah, somebody initiates, somebody else accepts.
Are there any different kind of games? Like, is there a different thing or like?
There's a lot of different things you could do, but I'm going to start you out real slow.
Oh, okay.
So let's see. We could have a premise. Let's say you guys let me ask you, do you want to play yourselves or do you want to play a different character?
I think playing myself is the easiest.
Me yeah. too.
I don't know what a different – I don't think I could play it. I'm not an actor at all.
That's the problem.
Okay. So the greetings, Earthling, that was probably a
– Well, that's what threw us off. I'll take full responsibility for that. That totally threw us off. I agree.
There's a lot of different things you can do. One simple thing is that you're sitting down for a meal and yeah, that's it. Brady, Brian, you haven't seen each other for a long time. And you're sitting down at a restaurant and start. It could go anywhere.
Hey,
so that's
it's good to see you, man. It's been a while since we had a sit down a meal together. This is a nice restaurant you brought me to.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, can you pass the salt?
Yeah, yeah. Do you want this salt shaker over here or the one over there?
What do you mean?
There's two salt shakers on the table. Which one do you want?
But why are there two salt shakers? Where's the pepper?
There's no pepper. They just gave us two salt.
Well, listen. I'm going to ask for salt, and then I'm going to ask for pepper after that. Where's the pepper?
Well, I don't know where the pepper is. You got salt. Here, let me see. That's maybe at this other table. Hold on. Give me a second. I'll grab it from this other table.
All right. Yeah.
Oh, okay. They let me have the pepper. They weren't too happy about it.
What do you mean they you have the pepper?
Well, you might have to do something for them later, but that's no big deal. Don't worry about that. That's afterwards.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Well, they you wanted the pepper. You said go get the pepper.
Yeah, I want the pepper.
I got the pepper. That's don't worry about it. I got the pepper for you after dinner. I'll let you know. You won't be able to go home right away. Let's just say that. We'll say that.
Yeah, but
so did you? So what's going on this weekend? Is there anything new this weekend?
Yeah, well, I'm going to the zoo this weekend. But what are you talking? What are you talking about? I want the
pepper. Yeah, I got you the pepper. You didn't even use it.
Listen, I don't think I want the pepper anymore.
I got to be honest with you. I think it's too late.
Is there any way to give the pepper back? I don't think I want the pepper.
I can never give that pepper back, man. That pepper is yours. Look, you're going to earn it. You're going to earn it afterwards. Don't worry about it.
Well, is it good pepper? Look, what kind of pepper is it?
I don't know what kind of pepper. It's the pepper that was on the table.
End scene. Can we end scene? And Bill, where were you on that, man?
I was waiting to see where it was going. That's, you know, sometimes there's wait time. You just wonder. All right, some notes.
All right, notes.
I appreciated where it was going. Brian.
Yeah.
The one thing that can kill you in improv is being coy.
See, I thought that would – okay.
At first, it was like, oh, wow, okay. What did he promise Brady would do? I'm interested in that.
Right.
And then it went on for another 30 seconds. And it's like, is he not going to tell me what Brady has to do? Then finally, it was like, oh, crap. Now I'm never going to learn this. Okay.
That's a good note. See, here's what I was thinking.
That is a good note.
I was thinking that would be something that you would be able to come back to. And like, you could almost drag that out.
Yeah, but see, here was the problem for me. I didn't know where to go beyond that because I wanted to come to the pepper and keep wanting to go back to it. And then I didn't know where to go.
Okay.
Yeah. So if Brian you would just come up with something horrific, just something ridiculous right then Brady would have something to react to. And then you could heighten from that point.
That's good. That's good. Yeah.
That's why we brought him on.
Yeah. So yeah, being coy kind of it robs your scene partner of things to react to, and plus the audience really just wants to know so that they can laugh, and then you can go crazy with it.
Mm.
That's a good point. Good point.
It's all about the audience, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, who cares about them, really?
We have had that mentality for as long as we have been on this show.
About a podcast, like, you can't hear the laughter right away and you can't react to it.
No, look, you can never hear the laughter on our podcast.
It's true.
But that's the beauty of improv, is that the audience is right there. You know what they want. You know what's funny about the scene sometimes because they're the ones who laugh at it. You're like, oh, wait, that's what's funny? Okay, let's build on that.
Ah, okay.
Go ahead, Rick. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say maybe you and Bill want to do a scene.
Me and Bill?
You've known Bill for a while.
Yeah.
Bill's an expert at improv.
Yeah, but I think you're much better at improv.
I think Brian has a knack for it. See, as the coach, just sitting here giving notes, I feel very confident in your abilities.
I mean, Bill didn't even give me notes because he was like, it's not even worth it. Like, I can't take this guy anywhere.
No, Brady, you were doing great. You were doing great with what you were given. You were doing
perfectly. Oh, that seems like a slight on me. Now, okay, Bill, so we'll do another one. We can do another scene. Brady, why don't you initiate the is there another game? Like, I know we're jumping around with
games. Is there a 3-person game? I mean, is there one that, you know,
there's a ton of different games, but as you're learning, the best thing to do is a 2-person scene.
Oh.
Okay.
We're not advanced, is what he said. We're not ready.
I mean, coach. I could tag one of you out at some point, or I could come in and assist in some manner. I could do a walk-on, for example.
Oh, okay.
But really, I think for your listeners who know you guys the best, I think the best would be a 2-person scene.
All right.
That's because our listeners are a mom.
Yeah.
and they obviously want to hear you guys do improv, and it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
Really, I don't think you really need a premise other than do you want like someplace you are? And like, actually, one improv exercise is you go back and forth. Like Brady, you would say, I am this person. And Brian, you would say, I am this person. We are in this place. We are doing this thing. I feel like this. I feel like this. That way you establish together who you are, where you are, and how you feel and what you're doing, right?
Okay.
So do you want to try one of those?
All right.
So Brady, you establish who you are. You can be yourself, just like a different way. So Brady, who are you?
What do you mean I can be myself in a different way?
You can be yourself, but I am Brady and I am fixing the roof, or I am Brady and I am doing the plumbing, or I am Brady and, well, just manual labor, really. That's really what you're doing.
That's all I do anyway. I am Brady and I'm camping in the woods.
Okay. So Brian, if you're yourself, then what are you doing there?
Okay. I am Brian and, I'm camping in the woods with Brady.
Okay, you're camping in the woods with Brady. Brady, physically, what are you doing right now while you're camping?
I'm trying to get a fire started.
Okay, and Brian, what are you doing?
I am. What do I do? I am. Physically, I'm. I don't know. I'm cooking dinner. I'm making dinner. Preparing dinner.
You're preparing dinner.
Right, because I'm making the fire.
Yeah, you're making the fire. Yeah.
All right, so Brady, last thing, and then you guys will start. Brady, how do you feel right now?
I'm frustrated that I can't get the fire started.
Okay, and Brian, how do you feel?
I feel hungry.
Okay, so you know who you are, where you are, what you're doing, and how you feel. That's all you need. Who wants to initiate?
I'll initiate.
All right, Brian, you go ahead and initiate. Brady, you yes and then figure out what's unusual, and then go nuts.
Hey, man, I got these, the potatoes are almost done being peeled. Do you have that fire done yet?
Yeah, I'm working on it, all right? I'm working on it. Don't you got more potatoes? There's no more potatoes you can peel?
Yeah, I mean, I got more potatoes, but after that...
Then peel the potatoes.
Yeah, but we have...
Just peel the potatoes, all right?
Dude, I haven't eaten all day. All I'm saying is that I'm very hungry.
The wood is a little wet, okay? I'm just working. Give me a second.
There's some dry wood over there. Why don't you use the dry wood?
I almost got the start. If I go over there, I'm going to lose my groove here. Just, you got potatoes, keep peeling.
All right. I'm working on this, but I'm basically done. Is there anything I can do to help you get the fire going?
I don't need any help. I'm almost done. Listen, I'm just almost done.
You've been there for 30 minutes. I mean, I'm ready to start cooking now. I'm prepared. Everything's already prepared.
Listen, it takes a while. This is ancient art that you have to do. I'm getting the fire started. That's what you do.
People have been starting fires since the age of time.
It's a Zen process. It's a whole thing. It's like a tea party. It's a tea, ceremony here.
Tea ceremony.
You know, the ancient Japanese tea party. Ceremony.
What I want it to be is a fire making party. I've got food over here. I'm trying to make the food.
Well, you keep interrupting. I almost had it. Did you see? I almost had that. Did you see that?
It didn't look like you had it at all. You're rubbing two wet logs together. They're soaking wet.
This is how you do it. The bigger the log, the better the fire. That's the rhyme.
I don't know. I don't know if that's the right way. Is there anything I can do to help you? I mean, I've got this. I've got wood over here. I've got a split wood. Do you need the split wood?
No, I don't need a split wood. I'm fine. You peel your potatoes. Just peel your potatoes. I got the fire going. It's almost started.
All right. I'm peeling potatoes.
You see? Hey, I got a spark. You see it?
No, I didn't see anything.
Oh. Well, I had it. So, I had one there. Almost got it started.
Yeah, do you just want this box of matches that I have in my pocket?
I don't need matches. Listen, could you get me some wood?
I've got a Zippo lighter.
Yeah, I just need some of the wood over there.
All right. How about the magazine? I got a magazine and newspaper that you can use.
I just need the wood over there. You see the wood?
The wood you're pointing to is the wet wood. How about
the
dry wood?
That's the wet wood you need. It's the skill. I'm working on my skills.
Okay, but I'm very hungry. I've got all the food made. I've got a box of matches. I've got a lighter. You know what? The car's right over there. I got some lighter fluid in the car. Do you want to use the lighter fluid?
How important is it that we need to cook that food? Do we need to cook the food?
On a scale from 1 to 10. It is 10 being the most important. It is 10. We need to cook the food.
Is there any wiggle room? Any wiggle room at all with any of those food bits?
There's a little wiggle room.
All right. Let's just have a little snack, and then I'll get back to you. What? I'm almost got it. I need some more wet wood. Could you get me more wet wood over here?
You know what? I'm calling Domino's. We're going to get a pizza.
And scene.
I was trying to think of something clever, but it didn't come.
No, No, the cool thing about improv, you don't have to think of anything clever necessarily. You just keep playing the same patterns. And you guys established one. You did.
You know,
you think we always play the same characters? Brady's always frustrated, and Brian's always frustrated with Brady. I mean, isn't that the same? We're typecast.
Well, yeah, Brian is playing the straight man a lot more than Brady is. That's fine. That's okay. Sometimes you play to your strength.
Bill, there are a couple times there I said no instead of saying yes, and I kind of almost regretted doing that a couple of times. Like Brady had asked me a question, and I said like no.
That can be problematic, but at no point did I really feel like you guys weren't agreeing.
Okay.
Because you were playing the same game. It was Brady obviously had a lot of other options to start this fire, but he was desperate to learn an ancient art. And therefore, it was just frustrating the hell out of everybody. That feels like my life in general. And Brian, you kept heightening. You did keep heightening. It was the idea that, wait, I have matches right here. I have dry wood. I have a magazine. I have lighter fluid. Like, you kept making it bigger and better. And Brady kept just digging his heels in. Now, the one thing I did like at the end is when Brady, you said, is there any wiggle room? And when Brian, you said, well, yeah, I guess there's some wiggle room. Like, that was funny.
Yeah,
you definitely said yes there.
Yeah, I thought about that. It's weird what you think about when you're doing this. But I thought about that because I was being so like hard-nosed about the whole thing about no, no, no. Like and then he's like, is there wiggle room? I thought it'd be funny to say, oh, yeah, we got plenty of wiggle room. We don't have to go to the extreme.
Yeah, that was funny.
I don't know. It's weird. But do you get that? But are you like constantly – like here's me. I don't feel like I'm in the moment that much because I'm constantly thinking about like what's going on. Like I haven't figured out the flow yet.
You know, either have I, but I think I'm enough into it and comfortable enough with you to do it that I feel like I can get by. But sometimes, I don't know. I commend Bill for being able to do – I mean, do you do this for shows, Bill? Do you get up in front of people and do it?
I've done a whole bunch of graduation shows, not part of a troupe yet, but you know, that would be the next step after I finish my last class.
Yeah. Well, look, Shotcast troupe from there we go.
You'd have to put a big screen, like in a, you go to Comedy Sports or something, you put a big screen up and then we'd all call in that screen.
Perfect.
I think you'd lose something.
Well, I'll tell you what we lost. We lost the audience because the one thing you do, you know, the joke, and I'm sure Bill has heard this, is like, I don't want to go to like going to an improv event, right? Is like someone's like, you're always, it's that joke where you're like going to the improv and it's like, oh my God, I got to go to this improv. And it's like, could be worse. Like you say, sometimes it could be really bad.
Yes, sometimes it is pretty horrific. But most of the time, as long as the people are trying really hard and the audience is game, like it'll work out. It'll work out. Sure, there's a lot of bad improv, but you know, there's a lot of really great improv too.
That's true. And you heard it here on the Shotcast. So why don't we end it there? We'll end scene. That's the Shotcast for this week. I'm Brady.
I'm Brian.
And apparently I'm Bill.
Hold fast.